Allah. Bismillah, bismillah, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Suretul Enfitar, number 82. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Idha as-samaa'u infatarat, wa idha al-kawakib intatharat, wa idha al-biharu fujjirat, wa idha al-quburu bu'thirat, 'alimat nafsun ما قدمت وأخرت. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. كلا بل تكذبون بالدين، وأن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم، وإن الفجار لفي جحيم، يصلونها يوم الدين، وما هم عنها بغائبين، وما أدراك ما يوم الدين. ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين؟ يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا، والأمر يومئذ لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Creation began in a most mysterious way. It's what we now cozily call Big Bang. It's a coin that's only a few years old. But it is the emergence from the unseen and the unknown. And therefore, it will also end in a similar way. When the sky breaks up and falls apart, and when all the stars fall and scatter, and when the seas burst forth, and all the graveyards, all the graves, all of whatever was kept in a sense, including the center of stars and planets, all breaks up. Disintegration at every level. It is then عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. The shadow, the earthly part of you and I, would reveal itself in what it did, what it didn't do. The nafs, the ego self, has no sustainable power or ongoingness of its own. It is only there because of the ruh is there. So it is the earthly part of the heavenly part of us. The ruh is heavenly and the nafs is earthly. It says only then, when all of these appearances of solidities, realities, whatever identities vanish, then the nafs declares whatever it was trying to hide, to appear to be a nicer person, more clever, more powerful, more, all of these things. Because of the ruh is boundless. It is akbar. So the nafs, which is a shadow of that light, wants to be like it. Ya ayyuha insanu ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. It is then when there are no illusions, no fantasies, no hiding behind the mask of this or that, or a position of this or that. Now, the true manifestation of the challenge appears. What made you enter into that arrogant state of me? I am better than all of the others. Most people think they are better than most others. It's a reflection of the perfection of the ruh. That's why arrogance is very, very much in every within the possibility of every human being, even if they don't announce it. Even when they are actually unable, incapable in every way, but they still, deep down, there is a touch, I may be better than the others. What made you think that? الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. It's your creator who made you and put you in this amazing, complex state. فِي أَيِّ صُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. The creation could have made me into a frog, into an elephant or anything, or a bacteria, but look at it. I'm a human being with mind and intellect and reason that can stretch. كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. It's the nature of the ego self to deny, especially to deny that there is a perfect path you can take on this earth. And that is the path of not following your whims and your lower self, and trying to understand what is meant for you, what is your duty, what is your responsibility as transmitted by your own ruh. We're here on a short journey from the womb to the tomb. What is the meaning? What is the purpose? What can I do not to be in regrets? It's really to stop following your whims, because you think you can do A, B, C in all of the possibilities, most of which will bring about suffering, as we are experiencing it now globally. كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُ. This is the nature of human being to deny, 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 deny. Your parents, how useful they have been, how helpful they have been, how much they have sacrificed, and yet you often go against them. And not saying that is good or bad. Sometimes it may be the only thing you can do because they're following their own ignorance. It is natural for the nafs to reject, and it is natural for the ruh to remain effulgent, irrespective. When عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ, there are angels upon us, within us, on both sides of us, كِرَامًا and كَاتِبِينَ, they register. This is why we have memory and we have forgetfulness. But whatever I intended, whatever I hoped, whatever I wished, whatever I did will have an impact upon me. It is written on me. It is within, if you like, my beingness. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And these angelic, subtle encodations knows exactly what's going on. And the declaration of the truth is إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. As for those who are truly following the path of Tawheed, the path of referencing to the nur of their own ruh, they are already in many paradise states. The garden, this earth is full of gardens, according to your inner state. And the earth is full of little fires also, according to your anxiety, fears, and other states. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. As for the wicked ones, as for those who are not following the intended path in this short journey on earth, they're already in hell. They're already uncertain, mixed up, and they thrive in atmospheres that are disruptive, that are confused, because they are confused. يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. And all of this will be reached by everyone on the day of reckoning, when this cosmic state we are in will end. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ. And nobody is ever will be absent from this end, when there is no mind, no will, no ability to do anything. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ بَيَوْمُ الدِّينِ. And how can we, with our feeble minds, understand the day of reckoning? Is the day where there is no more the shadow, no more the ego, no more the so-called you. ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. How can you ever know what the day of reckoning is? And then we are given this amazing mirror to understand better the meaning of the day of reckoning. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. On that day, no person, no self, no ego, no individual can ever do anything to help anybody else. It is, you are on your own. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ. And the affair on that day cannot be interfered with. It is the direct command and order and wish of Allah the Creator. So we are here on a short journey. We can only survive and continue by caring for the outer. by having nourishment. It is like the teen was zaytun, and also nourishment at higher levels, intellectual level, spiritual level, and on and on and on, in order for us to attain our duty and responsibility, which is to know the divine presence in us is transmitted, is emanating from our own soul or spirit. And this is the ultimate gift of gifts. And if we don't live it, realize it, then we have wasted this great opportunity of awakening, after which there is no possibility whatsoever. Bismillah.